Tonight, the highly anticipated report on unexplained aerial phenomena is here, but the answers are not. U.S. government officials examined 144 reports of UAPs like these and still don't know what 143 of them were. Among the possibilities they considered, debris in the air, atmospheric conditions, secret U.S. equipment, a foreign adversary's advanced technology, or simply other. A senior U.S. government official said they don't have enough data to identify the objects, but said there is no evidence they are extraterrestrials.
If you want to tell me they're extraterrestrial aliens visiting, I just need better data than what you're giving me.
Also, no evidence that any of the UAPs are a foreign adversary, but the senior U.S. official said they still pose a safety and possible operational security concern. The report itself, a sign that the U.S. government is taking these incidents seriously.
It's been under this shadow of a taboo, and now, not only do we have the report, but we have high-level officials who have come forward and said this is real, we don't know what it is.
But for now, the search continues.
You're listening to Conspiracy Theories Not Popular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're going to talk about this UAP report, this big mega report dropped June 25th, 2021, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk all about it. I'm going to run you through the timeline that brought us up to now. We're going to look at the report. We're going to talk about some of the things they talk about, and then we're going to wrap it up. Now, this report, the timeline of this, so this report, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, it's a big swing and a miss. It's a big bummer, okay? We thought we were getting all this great information, and looks like we're not. I mean, the whole thing, it's 9 pages, but it's only 6 pages, really, if you take away the title page and, like, the appendix thing.
6 pages.
Why? Why is that? Well, we'll provide some conjecture on that. Why not, right? I say all that to say this. Get my new alien book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Illusion 2, now available on Amazon, Audible. Signed copies on the Gumroad. Well, I'm running out of signed copies, actually. I'm going to be getting more in about July 8th, I think I get more. Links are in the show notes for all those great things. My God. But, and Use Your Illusion 2, as you already know, is basically looking at films, film symbolism and analysis, everything alien related. Supporting the ideas from Use Your Illusion 1. Okay? All right. Let's get into it. That was tidy little housekeeping for what's going to be a tidy little episode. I thought, let's make this a 6-minute episode because it was a 6-page report. So, I mean, it's going to be longer than 6 minutes, but not much. Let's talk about the timeline. How did we get here? Behind the scenes, in private, 2007 to 2012, there was a Pentagon-run program called ATIP, Advanced Aerospace... Oh, dear, don't make me look it up. Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. There you go. Didn't have to look it up. Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. And it was collecting intel on, basically, UAPs. Now, we didn't know that. When it was happening, we didn't know that. But history tells us now that Senator Harry Reid from Nevada, home of Area 51, he was persuaded to fund this project through Robert Bigelow, who was the guy who owned Skinwalker Ranch at that point. Robert Bigelow, a big proponent for alien life. He's building hotels for space and all that stuff. But he's the guy who influenced Harry Reid, and they did it, and they collected the intel for 5 years, whatever. We didn't know about it until 2017, which was the year that To the Stars Incorporated started dropping books about what they're now dubbing the phenomenon and UAPs. Because in 2017, To the Stars Inc. dropped Secret Machines Gods, the first book in the trilogy of nonfiction books. Written, of course, by Tom DeLonge and Peter Lavenda. I've talked about this many, many times. But To the Stars, Inc. is an entire entertainment media conglomerate being used to propagate the alien disclosure phenomenon, whatever you want to call it. That's what they said. And this is a thing, right? This whole media empire idea, like that's what Kobe Bryant was doing with Granity Studios. Granity, which meant magic, by the way. Magic, the same kind of magic that Peter Lavenda talks about in all of his books. And then after Kobe Bryant died, what's the other big basketball player's name? The big dude. What's the, you know who it is. Oh, the round sports ball. I don't know the people too much. Not Kobe Bryant. LeBron James. Jeez. Struggled. You're home screaming at your phone. You knew it. But anyway, yeah. He's doing it too now. I think he's teaming up with Paulo Coelho, a guy who wrote The Alchemist. Illuminate, confirm, all that stuff, right? You can tell I got low energy today. I'm low energy. Why? I don't know. I need you to channel your good thoughts to me. It's just the way life goes, you know? Sometimes you're riding high and sometimes you're laying low. So, not that I'm not excited to talk about this. It's just that this report left something to be desired. Okay? But let's keep going on the timeline. Because I want to hit 30 minutes for you, okay? I don't want to drop a 15-minute episode, so we're going to talk about the timeline. Am I supposed to lay you behind the scenes like that? Probably not. I got to hit 30 for you. So, Tom DeLonge, Peter Lavenda, they're dropping knowledge in Secret Machines Gods. Great book, by the way. And I've already talked about this in, if you've read Aliens Occult, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult Usual Illusion 1, you know I referenced that book several times because they talk about the whole ancient astronaut idea. They talk about human sacrifice a whole lot, because I think there's a plan in the works for that. The Adrenochrome chapter of Usual Illusion 1 tells you all about that. And so on, right? Well, they also start releasing shows like on History Channel, like Unidentified. And this whole time is 2017. Let's go back to what was Isaac doing? Well, I was fighting with YouTube because I was fighting with them because I wanted to upload videos about Taylor Swift. Not a thought about aliens in my mind. And then Tom DeLonge went on Joe Rogan and stuff, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. I knew who Peter Lavenda was, and I was like, huh. That's interesting. This guy's writing books about aliens with Tom DeLonge? What the hell? Okay. Well, that same year, 2017, To the Stars, Inc. Forms up To the Stars Academy. And To the Stars Academy was sort of like blowing up the scene with all these big names in the UFO community. They do some kind of like IPO that apparently didn't go so well. They claimed they had these metamaterials, basically pieces of UFO or stuff from another world. And they eventually signed a contract with the U.S. Army with that metamaterial to prove that it's a real thing. Who's To the Stars Academy? Well, it's founded by Tom DeLonge. You know, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, rock celebrity, Freemason, alien enthusiast. Also founded by Hal Puthoff, who shows up a lot in User Illusion 1. He worked with the CIA on many projects, including Project Stargate, how to make contact with extraterrestrials from another dimension, by the way. They know what's going on. Don't let them fool you. They can't come out public and say, look, we found a way to like talk to entities from another dimension. What, they're going to say that in the public? The public can't handle that. Or maybe they can. I don't know. They put this stuff in the films enough that like it's not a big deal when they announce it. So like that's why like only half the country's interested in UFOs anyway. Like they don't care. They're like, yeah, whatever. Sounds good. Do your thing. They exist. Sure. Got it. I've seen it in a million movies. I've seen it in the X-Files show. They need the alien DNA to save us. Also, Jim Semivan, founded To the Stars Academy, a guy from the CIA, a guy who was like running the CIA stuff for a long time. There were some other big members on To the Stars Academy to bolster their reputation. Luis Elizondo, the guy who was managing the ATIP program at the Pentagon from 2007 to 2012. Chris Mellon, another big name. And they both worked there for a while, but recently they left. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there, but that's where they're at now. So that's 2017. They're starting to sort, and at, I watched part of that like IPO thing, and they were kind of like sort of saying like, look, we got this meta material and like, we might be able to make like floating cars and stuff. I remember being something like that. Like, look, we don't know what we can do with this technology, so you better get in on the ground floor in case this blows up and it turns into Back to the Future up in this piece. Then 2019, and then things are pretty quiet in 2018. Well, 2019 hits, and everything hits the fan. To the Stars Academy releases the three infamous video. Kimball, Go Fast, and Fleer. Is that what it was? Okay, is that right? Fleer 1. They released the three infamous videos. Commander David Fravor, the pilot for one of those videos, was on Joe Rogan detailing the whole experience. We're getting soft disclosure in 2019. It's going down, baby. New York Times does a whole article on these videos. Then the big virus hits. And America's still like chilling. But then fast forward to like April 2020 and America's not chilling, okay? We had 2 weeks to flatten the curve back then, if you recall. And, oh boy, are we ever, do you think we'll ever not talk about the virus of 2020 virus? I think we will. I think we will talk about it forever. It's going to be, it's like 9/11 on steroids in the truth of world. It's the new normal. It's the Great Reset. Anyway, April 2020, of all the times, the Pentagon, everyone's talking about this crazy virus and, like, we're staying home and, like, every business on the planet shut down and everyone's like, oh my God, is this like the apocalypse? And here comes the Pentagon. Those three videos, yeah, they're real. Okay, that's all. See ya. They just insert that in the middle of what turned out to be one of the biggest moments in like human history. I don't know if it's human history, but in my lifetime, in your lifetime, one of the most significant events ever. Probably more significant than that fake moon landing. And that's when they were like, we're going to go ahead and confirm those videos are real. Okay. Very odd. All this is so very odd. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just telling you it's weird. As if you didn't know that. Then fast forward a few months after that. June, July, August, summer of 2020. Pentagon confirms that the ATIP thing was, you know, obviously a thing. But they kept researching it after ATIP through what they called the UAP Task Force. And, you know, Congress and these, like Marco Rubio, all these people in Congress, they start asking questions. And they want more info. They're like, what do you mean you've been researching UFOs this whole time? And they're like, okay, intelligence community committees and stuff, we need you to release what you know. Because, like, at this point, I think, like, Rubio was kind of tripping. Like, is this a threat? Or, like, are other countries coming here? Are aliens coming here? Or is this, like, our technology and you're not telling us about it? What's going on? So in the summer of 2020, they're like, they start planting the seeds of like, we need a report. We need to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So they decide they're going to tie the requirement for a report to the funding bill that ends up passing in December, which is like this big mega package, like $2 billion spending bill with coronavirus relief. Passed in December. And part of that required to start the clock, a 6-month clock, requiring these intelligence committees to release a report telling everything they knew about UAPs. All right. So that clock triggers. Then fast forward to April, May of 2021, you know, just a couple months ago. The Pentagon stokes the flames a bit more. They confirm some more UAP videos. This time the pyramid video, the USO video, the one, what do you call it? Unidentified submergible object that goes into the ocean. Like, dude, what? They got UFOs in the ocean? No, they don't have UFOs in the ocean. They have USOs in the ocean. And Bill Cooper ironically talked about that. That's the one that he saw with his own eyes. And he didn't know. He said, was I supposed to see that? Was this real? Was it fake? He didn't know. But he saw it. Back in, what, the 70s? Then, in June of 2021, about a week ago, as of this, June 25th, 2021, the big UAP report finally drops. And it's 6 pages of information. 6 pages of information. Okay. And we're going to talk about it. Why not, right? And here's the basics of it. They say, look, there was 144 UAPs investigated. One was just a balloon. 143 were truly unidentified phenomenon. From the years 2004 to present. And they said 18 of them had very unusual characteristics, which look like breakthrough technology. They don't know if they're aliens. They don't know who they are. But they need more money to research it. That's what they said. So let's take about 60 seconds to go through this whole report. The first section in the scope and assumptions, they talk about what the report is. I'm going to read you little bits, the important parts here. Because it's a lot, like even this page, you could take it down to 5 pages, really. This page, they're talking about this, that, and the other. It says, this report provides an overview for policymakers of the challenges associated with characterizing the potential threat posed by UAP, while also providing a means to develop relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and other U.S. government personnel if and when they encounter UAP, so as to enhance the intelligence community's ability to understand the threat. Okay? So this report is a basis for, you know, people to get more, to maybe build an infrastructure, build a database, I don't know. Maybe to undo 60 years of programming in the movies and denying that anything unidentified exists. Who knows? Time will tell. Then we get into the meat of it. Like I said, it's about 5 pages. Now we're down to 5 pages. Executive summary. It's like, here's the stuff with the UAPs. And it says here, UAP clearly pose a safety of flight issue and may pose a challenge to U.S. national security. Safety concerns primarily center on aviators contending with an increasingly cluttered air domain. UAP would also represent a national security challenge if they are foreign adversary collection platforms or provide a potential adversary or provide evidence a potential adversary has developed either a breakthrough or disruptive technology. Okay. So nothing new there, really, right? Then we get to the next page. Available reporting largely inconclusive. Limited data leaves most UAP unexplained. That's basically they're saying, like, look, we just don't know. And they talk about all these reports involving UAPs that they looked at. And it says largely witnessed firsthand by military aviators to bolster it, right? Because they've got a lot of damage control to do because there's been years of saying, like, oh, these people are crazy. Because for whatever reason, they decide that they want to change the script on it. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's like Childhood End, that Arthur C. Clarke novel, where the aliens have to sort of like slowly be indoctrinated into the mass consciousness for whatever reason. In Childhood End, it's because they look like demons and the people aren't ready to accept that if they saw their true, you know, being. And in fact, they talk about it here. They talk about the UAP collection challenges, socio-cultural stigmas, and sensor limitations remain obstacles to collecting data on UAP. So like they're laying the foundation to have like better, you know, I don't know, sensors, whatever that is, on the planes, I guess. But the first thing they talk about is the socio-cultural stigmas. And it says, narratives from aviators in the operational community and analysts from the military and intelligence community describe disparagement associated with observing UAP, reporting it, or attempting to discuss it with colleagues. So they're saying, like, we don't have enough information. We don't have enough reporting. And we don't have enough reporting because there's a stigma attached to it. And, like, people don't want to lose their, you know, I don't know, ability to fly, their security clearance, that kind of thing, because there's a stigma around it. And, you know, and then it says, like, a handful of UAP appeared to demonstrate advanced technology, 18 incidents described in 21 reports. Observers reported unusual UAP movement patterns or flight characteristics. Some UAP appeared to remain stationary in winds aloft. They were able to move against the wind, maneuver abruptly, or move at a considerable speed without discernible means of propulsion. In a small number of cases, military aircraft systems processed RF energy associated with UAP sightings. And then they talk about UAP probably lack a single explanation. They say, like, it's not just one thing. Like, these are multiple things. The five categories they present are airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, which there's a guy, Mick West. He's the skeptic. He's the ones like debunking everything. He says everything, you know, all that pyramid in the video, that's just Jupiter. That's just a artifact of the camera. Everything's fake news to this guy. He's been debunking chemtrails and all kinds of stuff. He's the, but in his defense, he got rich by founding a video game company that gave us Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and Guitar Hero. So, like, worth it. Anyways, they say there's five categories. There's airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, which is what Mick West seems to claim most of these are, U.S. government or industry developmental programs. That's, like, probably your, like, Lockheed Martin Skunk Works and secret-y things like Area 51. Foreign adversary systems. It's like blaming it on, you know, maybe the other countries got advanced technologies that we don't have. And a catch-all other bin. The X-Files. They're basically saying the X-Files. Isn't that something? Are they going to make an X-Files? They say in the foreign adversary systems, already you're right from the report, it says some UAP may be technologies deployed by China, Russia, another nation, or a non-governmental entity. But other, that's the category we're interested, the other bin. Although most of the UAP described in our data set probably remain unidentified due to limited data or challenges to collection processing or analysis, we may require additional scientific knowledge to successfully collect on, analyze, and characterize some of them. We would group such objects in this category pending scientific advances that allowed us to better understand them. The UAP Task Force intends to focus additional analysis on the small number of cases where a UAP appeared to display unusual flight characteristics or signature management. So other, it doesn't say, oh, we're going to make an X-Files because maybe there's some oogie boogie woogie man out there in outer space. It doesn't say that at all. So, like, you read this report, you're like, where's the aliens, bro? There ain't no alien talk. I'll tell you that right now. Then here's an interesting one. This supports Stephen Greer's theories about this whole thing. Big bold letters. UAP threatened flight safety and possibly national security. It says UAP pose a hazard to safety of flight and could pose a broader danger if some instances represent sophisticated collection against U.S. military activities by a foreign government or demonstrate a breakthrough aerospace technology by a potential adversary. That sounds very similar to like a commercial airliner flying into a building, right? The let's see here. Now, so like they're saying like national security challenges and stuff. It says explaining the UAP, which is what you want, will require analytic collection and resource investment. Now, as a if you put your truther hat on, you could read that to say like, oh, okay, they want money, they want intelligence, they want to invade privacy some more, whatever that looks like. And that's kind of what Stephen Greer was saying. Stephen Greer was saying like, look, UFOs exist, and these people running the show are going to say this is a threat. We need all your money and privacy to combat the threat. That's what he said. And so far, I mean, homeboy looks like he might be right. I mean, they did make the Space Force recently, right? What was the purpose of that? Let's see here. The initial... Okay, standardized reporting, consolidate data, deepen analysis. It says the initial focus will be to employ AI machine learning algorithms to cluster and recognize similarities and patterns and features of the data points. As the database accumulates information from known aerial objects, such as weather balloons, high altitude or super pressure balloons, and wildlife. Wildlife? Is it a bird? Machine learning can add efficiency by pre-assessing UAP reports to see if those reports match similar events already in the database. And when and this is like programming language, right? Events. When they say events, they're talking about like a thing. So like, I guess the idea is, you know, they want to build this sort of AI thing that can crunch tons of data, and every image of a UAP they put into this database, and it'll like analyze it and say, okay, well, this is just a bird. This is just a balloon. So it like sort of automates the process. And then finally, the last paragraph, the last statement says increase investment in research and development. Says the UAP task force has indicated that additional funding for research and development could further the future study of the topics laid out in this report. Such investments should be guided by a UAP collection strategy, UAP R&D technical roadmap, and a UAP program plan. So there you go. That's it. That's it. 5 pages of information, 9-page report. And, you know, the rest of the stuff just talks about how they got the data and the title page. So there you go. Not one instance of alien in the whole report. Not one usage of the term UFO in the report. Not one instance of extraterrestrial in the report. I mean, it's pretty crazy, though, right? Like, that's what everyone wanted. That's what everyone thought they were getting. And not really. It seems like they're slowly trying to sort of undo the stigma, the programming that they put into the minds of everyone to say, like, hey, like, aliens are crazy. Ooh, don't be crazy. And, like, this is, like, the first step. And next we're going to get another report that's like, okay, well, we got the information and, you know, here's what it could be. Like, they got to slowly work into this thing of being like, the real truth is like, look, back in the 50s, we were doing Project Stargate and we made contact with aliens from, you know, the planet Nebula, and we've been talking to these demons for 60 years, and, you know, like, that's what they got. They got to get us from here to there. Maybe, or maybe I'm crazy. I mean, I don't know what the truth is. I wish I did. But there's some some real buggery afoot here. To think that a report on this that goes back damn near 20 years and we got 5 pages? I don't know about that. I hate to side with Stephen Greer. I mean, I don't hate to side with him, but like, I wonder if Stephen Greer isn't accurate about this. But then if you go down that path, you're like, you know, Demi Lovato out there opening up your heart chakra to these things. I don't know what the right answer is. And it could be very arguable that, like, even these powers that be, they don't know what the right answer is. That's why it's, like, such a weird topic. Because they're like, look, we don't know what it is. And they can't really say that. All they can say is, like, for me to give you an answer, I need more money and more stuff to research. So there you go. That's the big report we waited 6 months on. Waited 6 months to read this 5 pages from a report that spanned, you know, damn near 20 years. What do you think? Were you happy about it? Were you sad? What's your take on the alien agenda? I don't know the answer to all these things. Maybe you do. Maybe you know what's up. Maybe you hang out with Stephen Greer out in the desert and you're channeling the aliens and you know the truth. You might. I don't know. I don't know. So that's it. That's what I got you. 30 minutes. Look at that. Right on the nose. 30 minutes. I've got other stuff in the works. What are you going to get this July? Well, here's the plan. And you know, the plan hits 90% of the time. We're going to talk, and it might not be in this order. We're going to talk about Britney Spears. We're going to have some conspiracy considerations coming at you. We're gonna talk about, what else do I got? The house that Jack built. I don't know if you've seen that, but I'm gonna do 2 episodes because there's a lot to unpack. Forewarning, episode 2 is only gonna be on the bonus feeds. So if you ever wanted to sign up, this is your month. Rockfin, Patreon, IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP. Pick your poison. IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP has the comparison of the 3 systems. They're all great for their own thing. But that's only gonna, the part 2 of the house that Jack built is only going to be in the bonus feeds. Shout out Emily. How do I say this? I went on Sirius XM many years ago, and I've got a copy of it. And I plan on doing, this will be another bonus episode thing. I'm going to do a bonus for the supporters only. We're going to take a listen. We're going to go back in time 5 years and listen to me get roasted by Rude Jude and the All Out show and all the rap fans over there. Because I went on their show to talk about how the Illuminati is involved in the conspiracies of rap music. And a lot of the stuff I was saying come true, right? A lot of stuff I was saying on that show, I guarantee if they listened to it again today, they would say, you know what? This Isaac guy, he's not so crazy after all. Then we're also, I'm going to do, I owe you a great reset show. It might be 2. It's a lot of information. Yeah, there's a lot. Hot Girl Summer continues. It's on and popping. So there you go. If you ever wanted to sign up for one of my supporter feeds, this is a good month to do it. And of course, you'll access all the back bonus shows. I got a whole index available on Patreon if you want to check out all the bonus stuff you get. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatchers. That's the one, right? Anyway. Okay, you know the drill. Okay, friends. Till next time, stay woke.